Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and he's my brother, and he's from Gwaishkana also, and he's got a song picked for us from Pink Floyd, and it's a remix of the Another Brick in the Wall, and this is from Baron, New Generation Italo Mix. So cool. Let's have a listen to that. And we'll get to Shkwaish. So enjoy, everyone.
Oh,
made another brick in the wall, and that was done by Baron, New Generation Italo Mix. So that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, and we have him on us, or have him on our program live here with us.
Welcome.
Welcome, Shkwait.
Yeah, hello.
And for everyone that doesn't know him out there, yeah, he's my brother, and he's a survivor of...
Are you still there?
Yeah, are you there?
Oh, okay, because he went dead.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's just the technical difficulties. I know all cell phones are having problems. But yeah, it was just introducing you as my brother... a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of 2 years ago, the big flood of 2 years ago. So an extreme survivalist, very inspirational. And we're just so happy that you're able to come on our program and share with us your music and your input on our subjects. This song that you gave us, Pink Floyd, man, that sure brought me back many, many years ago. And I remember when we used to listen to it, and I didn't even know we were listening to it. And I remember I introduced it to you. I found it again, and I was telling you, man, Pink Floyd, you should listen to Pink Floyd. And you were telling me that, yeah, we used to listen to that all the time. I just didn't realize it.
Cool.
Was just enjoying it.
Right, but on.
Yeah, you really picked a good one this time. Another brick in the wall. So we have a subject, and it's about life cycle. And would love to hear from you on what you have to say about that.
Something I really think of in terms of us Homo sapiens. You know, I think about it in the animal kingdom. Salmon come up, get laid as eggs, hatch, become fried, go down the river to the ocean, grow up, come home, reproduce, and then die. You know, that's basically the same thing we Homo sapiens do. just are born, grow up, and those of us fortunate to reproduce, and then die. You know, that's all I can think of life cycle in terms of. Other than that, you know, I don't really put any religiousness or pie in the sky stuff to it and all that. You know, other than, you know, we're just born, we grow, try to help each other along, and reproduce if we can, live out our days and die.
Yeah, what you're saying reminds me of our fish, because you know, a lot of us used to depend on the wild salmon. We'd go out and we'd harvest them and collect them. And we had to know their cycle. We had to know their cycles in order to benefit from it. So we know that they go out to the ocean for 4 years and they spin around the whole Pacific Ocean four times, and then finally they come back up home to where they were born, and they can only spawn and reproduce in the exact spot that they were born, which is crazy. So yeah, very, very and you know, every species on the world has a cycle, and we can all gain from each other. just like the world can gain from us, you know, if we were very responsible, of course.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're kind of getting irresponsible right now. But if we can get back on track and be more responsible, more healthy, and follow like real natural law, following our cycles, we can basically have this world forever. An everlasting world, and you know, our descendants for thousands and thousands and millions and more years, maybe in the future.
Heaven on earth.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully. But you know, we have that option and opportunity to be a part of that and make this world a better place and develop it and help each other, just as you said. You know, we got to help each other as we're going through our life cycles, just like all these salmon that go up to their resting grounds and complete their cycle. You know, they're all out there together and they all benefit from being together. So, you know, we just got to learn from them and study and do the same thing and be a benefit to our fellow human beings and the rest of the generations that are coming. So
well said.
Yeah. So
where my son fits in? Well, you know, I don't usually pick him before I know what's going on. I figure this son fits in because you know they're trying to re-educate us right now. You know, they tell us we don't know what a woman is. And yet, at the same time, believe science. We don't know what women is. Believe science. All these shots and everything are good for you. You know? So, you know, they're trying to re-educate us. So we won't get to the reproduction phase at the rate they're going. You know, so they're trying to disrupt the life cycle with this new education.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all by design.
Yeah, it's true, because, you know, it has to be. Otherwise, why would it happen? You know, bad things just don't happen. And good things just don't happen. They all take effort. They all take energy.
Definitely, and I think it's so important for us to focus on the good stuff so that our cycles are filled with it.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
that's why we don't want to be another brick in the wall.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's for sure. Got to be different. Got to change things. Got to make them happen.
I want to be the knapweed that crushes through it.
Yeah.
You know, since knapweed grows everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you joining us and giving us your input and knowledge of these important subjects that we talk about. They're always so important. So we enjoy your perspective and just your wisdom and knowledge that you bring to our show and what helped you survive all the issues that you went through. And it's just a blessing and an honor and a privilege. So we thank you.
Yeah, I thank you guys for having me on.
Awesome.
You there at the station and the listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you 100-fold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And, stay strong and continue your life cycle out there and do your exercising and get all 100%.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to play a song for our next coming guest, which is Lady Fahima. So we're going to play her dark Egyptian music, and the song is called The Dark Beauty. So enjoy, everyone, and we'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was dark Egyptian music. The song was called The Dark Beauty. And we have with us Lady Fayma, and she's joining us by phone, but live. How are you doing, Lady Fayma?
Hello, dear Chief. I'm doing fantastic. My warmest wishes and kind wishes to each one of you, to your respected listeners, especially to the students of Simon Fraser University and all the students in the world, inside of the Canada and outside of the Canada. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Before we get started, I'm going to let everybody know we have Fun Drive coming up in November, and also I just wanted to also let people out there know that we have a new app for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's an application that you can download onto your phone, on your Apple phone or Android phone. You just need to go to the app station, look it up, CJSF 90.1 FM, and you can download the app and run it.
Cool.
And if you guys have any issues, give us a call. Let us know if it works or not, and we'll be willing and eager to help get you guys that app going. So anyways, we have a subject today, and it's on life cycle, and we'd love to hear what you have to say on that.
Chief, I think, you know, with all the subject you're choosing, you're sending me back to university again. And I don't know how many times am I supposed to graduate, but I'm just joking, basically, that your subject is very deep, and I try to minimize it to the best of my knowledge and capability to share my opinion. The life cycle is from 0 to 9 is the birth. And there are 5 factors that I just minimized it to this category. 0 to 9 months is the birth. A child is coming to this world. And the childhood is 3 to 10. And adulthood is 20 and plus. However, the cycle of the journey, the cycle of life is a journey. We have no control of it. We have been shifted and transformed to these cycles. But what is our duty, or how we can approach it? We look at it as a journey. We have no control, but we bring our positivity, eager to grow, educate ourselves, life skills, and getting counseling to get the tools, to have the tools, knowing us, discovering ourselves, our values, and practicing our values and who we are on this Mother Earth with the tools that we receive from the great counseling. It becomes like a life jacket. So you're swimming in the ocean of life, basically. Mm-hmm. And however, share your knowledge, your experience with others, you know, and transfer, you know, that positivity, whatever you gain, rough and kind, whatever it is, or positive, negative, positive, share it. And focus at the present and future. Polish it, nourish it, polish your soul, nourish your soul, and shine and shine and shine and shine. As Counselor Fairy's words was always, she was saying, be a star, be the shining star. By being the shining star, by being positive, by, you know, just knowing your own value, you make a difference already in the world. And thank you very much for having me. Blessing and love and peace to each and every one of you. And after all, I do know that I am the lifetime student of mankind. And my last word again, if Chief, if you're, I pass the floor to you about the announcement about Dr. Akhavan, that he also, not only he had an interview, many interviews with CBC News and also the New York City and many, many areas, but these two, they were the highest on the category. Please visit his site, Dr. Payam Akhavan, Payam Akhavan, on YouTube, and you get so many sessions, huge, and he's very kind and generous in his material that he's providing. I spell it one more time, PAYAMAKHAVAN, Dr. Payam Akhavan. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, that was very beautiful, very deep, very powerful, and very empowering. I feel so grateful that you come to our program and just fill us with all your knowledge and important, valuable experience. I really enjoyed what you talked about, having that knowledge as a life jacket as we float in this whole ocean, and it's just so blessed to hear your kindness and your
thank you.
Just the
voice of an angel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you both are very, very kind. Very kind. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you.
Well, we know we're running out of time, so we're going to have to say bye for now. And we thank and bless you. And we hope you have a great rest of your week and weekend. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And we thank everybody for joining us. And come on November 9th and join us as we speak with Dr. Akhavan. And it's going to be an awesome show.
Thank you. Thanks, Eagle Nation, for tuning in.
Yes.
Lots of love.
We'll have to say bye for now. And thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
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 And Chief, what are we sending them off with? Do we got a song to end on?
Yes, we do. We're going to go with Tito and Tarantula Machete. So
okay.
Enjoy, everyone.
All the best. Till next week.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices here at CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right. See you next week.
Bye-bye. Oh, and thank you, Wegedes, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. Bye for now, everyone.
Llegaron siete cabrones buscando sangre buena. Murió mi madre, mis hermanos, mi padre.
You're listening to